is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Hallelujah! I bless your name. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 I bless the Lord on today. Amen. I thank God for the opportunity to stand before you and give you what I believe God has given me to bless the house with. Amen. But before I do that, let's give it up for the man of the house, Pastor G. Tamil Hams. Amen. That's given us opportunity to share with you. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a word I would like to share with you today. Amen. I pray that you put everything to the side and hear what the Lord is saying today. Amen. I pray I won't be before you long. Amen. But I pray that this word will help you during the week and even today. Amen. Amen. Oh, we bless God on today. Yes, I am nervous. Amen. Because it's such an awesome word to me first. It ministers to me. Amen. Amen. And I just got to settle myself. So can I pray for a second? Do you mind if I go before the Lord? Amen. Lord God, I just come before you, Lord God, thanking you, God, for this opportunity, God. I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing and the calling, God, that you placed on my life. And God, I stand boldly, Lord God, to proclaim your word, Lord God, that people's lives will be changed. People will come running to you. God, I ask you, Lord God, to settle me, God, so that I can speak what you have me to speak, God, in the name of Jesus, that everything that I say is not of Mary, but is of you, Lord God. And Lord God, that people will leave here, Lord God, change, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I bless your name, and I give you honor, and I give you glory. I reverence your presence in this place. God, I ask you, Lord God, to move in this place, even right now, God. Begin to break up the ground, God, so that the word that will be planted, Lord God, and Lord God, and it will do what it's called to do, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for people hearing ears, God. Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord God, for hearing hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, we'll give you the glory and all, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I ask it all. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. We welcome those online that have tuned in. Amen. We're going to go straight into the word. If you have your word, we're going to go to the second chapter of Exodus. Amen. This is just not to prolong time, everything that we're going to share today, but this is where the message title is going to come from. Amen. Verse 1, and when you got it, say amen. Amen. If you don't have it, say, can I share? No. Say, hold on. All right, let's go into the word. And 2:1, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, I mean, looked good, was handsome, fine, not just a pretty child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river brinks. And that's it. And we're going to talk about a basket case. Amen. We're going to talk about a basket case. Amen. Amen. A basket case. Amen. To paint our picture, I want us to go in chapter 1, hallelujah. We understand in chapter 1 that in the verses 1 a few following. It started telling us about how remember Joseph was there to help the king, amen, and that he had found favor with the king, amen, and therefore his favor, because of his favor, his family was blessed, amen, and they were blessed to come into this city, amen, and being blessed, they began to flourish, amen, but something happened. Tell somebody something happened. There arose a king that did not know this promise between Joseph and the king, the prior king. Amen. Right. And I'm here to tell you, at some time in our lives, we are not going to be able to live off our daddy or somebody else's. We're going to begin to live in the favor of what God has destined for us. Amen. So here comes the, if you want to, we can say, here comes the enemy, the king. Amen. He didn't know of the promises. He didn't know of the anointing, what happened. Amen. And sometimes people don't know about your grandma, your papa, and your parent. And sometimes in life, it doesn't even matter at this point, because God is beginning to develop, amen, develop these people to even trust them even the more. But God has a plan. Say, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your situation. God has a plan, amen. So never give up. Even though the enemy may arise, don't give up, because God has a plan. Amen, amen. And you gotta be faithful. And here it is, this king. I'm trying to paint it real simple, because we have kids in here as well, and I want them to grasp this as well. The king, amen, he started getting afraid, because they were just multiplying, like just droves. You know, if you don't die, we multiply. Everybody familiar with that? So the people would begin to grow. They begin to become mighty in number. And the king got scared. He got like, man, if they continue to do this, man, they're going to gang up with somebody else and take over the kingdom. Amen. That's all in one. I'm just trying to make it plain. They're going to gang up the king. So he got afraid. Amen. And so what did he do? He said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to oppress them. Amen. To oppress me, to bring about affliction. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, that's what the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job, to bring about affliction. Amen. Amen. That is his job, to bring about oppression. Don't be discouraged when the enemy comes in like a flood. Because God shall and will raise up a standard. Amen. Even in this oppression that the king tried to do to these people. Amen. Even then in oppression, the people still begin to what? Multiply. They still begin to grow and become mighty. Amen. And then he come up with another thing. He said, well, listen here. Listen here, this is what happened. Well, actually, the first thing he wanted to do, he went to these midwives. He said, you know, when they had these babies, okay, I want you to let the daughters live, you know, but I want you to kill these boys. Amen? Amen. And it's so important that you men know the importance of you, your importance in the world, that he wanted to kill the men. Amen? The seed bearer. Amen? Amen. You can have the woman, but if you don't have nobody to plant the seed, ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going to flourish. Amen. So here, the midwives, you know, they had faith. Even in the midst of what the king wanted them to do, they had faith in God. They feared God. They believed God's word. No matter what they was going through, they said, we can't do this, baby. We ain't going to be able to do this. Yeah. So the king was like, wait a minute, I thought I told you to do a certain thing. Amen. And then what they said this in verse 1. They said, well, you know, Hebrews, they don't birth babies like Egyptian babies. They already there when we get there. So that's the lie they told. Amen. Yeah, y'all know how we do to cover it up. But, you know, the king said, okay, well, then that ain't going to work. So I want you to now throw them in the river. Amen. And because I want to drop this nugget, because the women were faithful and they believed the word of God and what they were taught, and they stood on what God stand for, God blessed them. It's in chapter 1. God blessed them. So when you stand on the favor of God, amen, when you stand for what people have taught you in the word, amen, not these little old little things that, you know how they be telling you, step on a crack, you break mama back. Yeah. Not that kind of stuff. Amen. But what I'm talking about, when they give you faith tools, amen, when they tell you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And what the problem is, we've been leaning to what we want to hear and what we want to believe. But these people believe what they were taught, even from a child. And it is so important, parents and grandparents, parents, aunties, that we begin to teach these children at an early age. So when they grow up, they'll grow up in the fear of the Lord God Almighty, and then things will begin to change in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so what happened, Mary? Well, I tell you what happened, Mary. Just calm down. I'm going to tell you. Well, Mary, this is what happened next. And what happened was, we in chapter 2 already. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What had happened was, they was told to throw them in the river. Amen. So, don't you know at your predestined time, God will raise you up. All you got to do is just be patient. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We say this with our mouth. He may not come when you want him, but he's what? Right on time. So whenever your destiny, your place, your time to come up, God will begin to raise you up. And that's what he did beginning in the second chapter. Moses was born. Amen. And it said he was a goodly child. Amen. That means he was a nice looking child. That means he was a healthy child. That means he was just so cute. Y'all know how we baby on Sharika, baby. Just so cute. Ooh. Amen. Amen. And because of that, because she saw something in this baby, amen, she began to hide him. Amen. You got to believe in that baby that God is birthing in you. Yeah. You got to see for yourself. Look in the mirror and say, hey, you know, y'all say Mary J. Blige saying, good morning, gorgeous. But you got to stand up in the mirror and you got to say, hey, I am a child of God. I am a royal priesthood. You got to begin to speak that baby into birth. Amen. Hallelujah. So what had happened? What had happened was she tried to hide it for 3 months. Amen. I haven't had any kids. I don't know. I just know that it's a, how did she hide this baby for 3 months? Amen. Because she was, God had a cover because it was destined for this child to deliver the people. He does miraculous things. I could just imagine him howling in the middle of the night or whatever. Y'all mamas. Holler in the middle of the night, got to get up at 2 in the morning, get back up at how many, 5 in the morning to feed them, all of that. And how did she, was she able? Only by the power of God, because this child was destined for greatness. Amen. And I want you to know, God has you covered. Amen. You may wonder why, you know, the grace and mercy has us covered. Amen. And he's awaiting our destined time for us to spring up and spring out. Amen. And to be birthed forth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's still a good word if I don't get no amens. Hallelujah. I praise God for the word. Amen. And when she couldn't hide him no longer in verse 3, she began to build a basket. And here we are with our message, a basket case, or if you want to say a basket situation. Amen. She began to make a basket. She began to put that thing together, slime, so it'll stay together, so no water would come in it. She did it the best way she knew how. And in my stuttering, Minister Moss, the only time these things were used was in the ark. I can't get no amen up in here. I'm here to tell you, I'm here to let you know that God, even though God's preparing a place to hide you, God is putting you in a place where he can protect you. God is putting you in a place where you can get your peace. You can get your understanding. God is hiding. We're getting ready to hide you. And it looked like it's dark. And it looked like there's no way out. And it looked like, and it appears like. But I'm here to tell you, God has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has not forgotten about you and me, nobody else. So the mom began to mold it and begin to put it together. And then I could just imagine her mind said, I gotta put my baby in here. Lord, you're gonna have to give me strength. Amen. And she put her baby in there. And it goes on to say that he was in the basket for 3 days. Amen. But somebody was looking. His sister was looking from afar. Amen. And I want you to know, hallelujah, Jesus, in due time and in due season, God is going to hear your prayer and he's going to send somebody to your rescue. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't think being in a basket situation is the end of the world. Well, Mary, what you talking about, basket situation? It looked like nobody want to hear me. It looked like nobody want to could see me. It looked like nobody cares. It looked like everybody's giving up on me. I don't understand. I read this word every day, God. You ain't came yet. I kept your articles, God. You ain't came yet. What is left for me to do? I'm tired of being in this place. It seems like I'm so desolate. God, but I need you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. But what happened? 3 days, God sent somebody for her for the rescue. And God will use the enemy to bless you. Hallelujah. You don't want to shout about that? The same enemy that probably put you in a situation that you're blaming for it, God will use them to bless you.
That's right.
Every time, he will use them to bring you up. Amen. And the story goes on. What does it say? What does it say that the daughter asked the queen, said, hey, how you want me to go find this somebody to nurse this child? Uh-huh. Not knowing that was the child's sister. Amen. She said, yeah, go get her. See how God will bless? That very thing God will bless. If you let go of some stuff, God will send that thing sometime right back to you. I just wanted to know if you'll trust me with it. Amen. Some stuff you got to allow to lay in the river. Amen.
Yeah.
And we got to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with this. If it's for me, it's for me. If it's not, it's not. And you got to trust God that, hey, if it's for me, I'm waiting on it, God.
That's good. That's good.
What happened? What happened next? Well, Mary, what happens next? You know. What happens next is that the mama takes the child and she nurses it. Amen. She brings it up. And then at appointed time, somebody say appointed time.
Appointed.
Some of us are trying to jump the gun.
Right.
It ain't your appointed time
right. Because
you ain't been nurtured yet. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that's for. We jumping the gun. Amen. How, because you memorize 3 or 4 scriptures, you think you called a preach in 2 months. It ain't your time.
Right.
Sit down and be nurtured. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what had happened? What had happened was Moses grew up in the Egyptian home, amen, from a basket case. Amen. What do you mean? Well, sometimes we think, I'm going to come down here. Sometimes we think, our situations we encountered in life that I ain't going to be nothing. How many, you done heard people say, you ain't going to never be nothing. Because your daddy wasn't nothing. You came from nothing. I remember when. I know who your folk is. You're not going to be anything. But I'm here to tell you, even in your basket case situation, God can and will raise you up.
That's right.
And I'm here to tell you, even if you did come from that, amen, God will use you to bring your family out.
Right.
And that's what he was designed to bring his family out.
Right.
And amen. Because God made a promise with his forefathers. Amen. But it was time for him to live out what God has. And I'm just here to say, in your basket situation, don't allow the enemy to make you think, I can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. I was told I couldn't do anything. The devil is alive. We cancel that assignment now.
Because
Moses went on to start killing people.
Mm.
Amen. He killed somebody.
Mm.
Even coming out of the basket. Am I right, Minister Mouse?
Mm.
He killed somebody.
Mm.
And thought somebody ain't saw him.
Mm.
And then later on what happened? He tried to be a brother. Oh, don't fight your brother.
Mm.
And they're like, who you going to tell that for? I mean, didn't you just kill an Egyptian the other day? I seen you. And then he fled.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then later on, we know he encountered the bush and God gave him an assignment. He didn't want to do it. Talking about he can't talk because he had a stutter in the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you, it don't matter. God will use that too.
That's right.
Oh, you can't speak well? I got you. Okay, Minister Moss, she can't speak well. I need you to go interpret whatever I tell her.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
The basket is not an excuse. Use it for an incubation period.
Mm-hmm.
Incubation period. Amen. I dare not look at Pastor Ham. I told that word slap up. Use it for a time to be nurtured, to hear, to be still. Sometimes we move too much. We need to find somewhere and sought out and be taught and allow God to minister to us in our basket situation. God, I know I come from humble beginnings, God, but God, you said. But it's a key to that. Miss Margaret, you got to know what he said in order to bring peace even in the basket. You're not going to be able to endure it in the basket if you don't have a word that's going to keep you. Amen. Can you imagine in the basket and you can feel the river shaking and you be, you know, in a little thing and our weather be like, oh, Lord, let's unplug this. Here come a storm. But I'm here to tell you, God is be with you when you're rocking in the storm. Okay, Lord. I know you got me. I feel the rocking. I hear the bugs. I don't hear the alligator pass by. Thank you, Lord. We got, you know, instead of being upset about being in the basket, begin to give glory to God for the things on the outside can't harm you. Right. Because I believe it's in Psalms 91. He say, I will hide you in the shadow. And I love it when God hides me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad God hides me in the shadow. That means nobody can bother me. How? Because I'm hidden. Amen. The enemy walking everywhere looking for Mary. Where she at? But he don't know I'm hidden. My God. Hallelujah. So don't allow what you go through in life. Amen. I said it earlier. Many other afflictions of the righteous, but God, what? Delivers us out of all. Some stuff we go through is seasonal. Amen. Just for a moment. But whatever we go through, just know that it ain't the end. Your basket situation is not the end. It's only the beginning. Because if I wasn't in the basket, Lord knows what I'd be doing right about now.
Amen.
So the word for the house today, don't allow your basket situations, amen, flip them. Let's be positive about being in that basket. It's okay nobody calls your phone. I'm learning it. It's about the people, but it ain't about the people. Amen. Yeah, did I say that right? It's about the people, but it ain't really about the people.
Yeah.
And God has to minister to me with that, with this basket thing. So your phone don't ring. Go to sleep. So what, they don't want to speak and hug you and say, I love you. Girl, keep it moving. I got you here. The anointing is going to destroy your yokes. We got to be delivered. Amen. Amen. We got to stop saying I was brought up in the, I don't care, I was in a one-parent home. Well, Eddie, I had two parents till I was 11. After then, I had one. I'm still standing.
Amen.
And that one was a father.
Amen.
Amen. With two girls. I'm telling you, everything he did, amen. I ain't going to say he knew everything. Some stuff was uncomfortable because I ain't no mama to talk to.
Yeah.
But that basket situation did not allow me. He still gave me Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even in that situation. I was brought up even at an early age about Jesus. I went to Sunday school and I learned about Jesus. Amen. And we got to understand that it's so important online in the house. I don't care how many proms you give. I don't care how many tennis shoe balls. Yeah, I said it. I don't care if we don't give them Jesus. It's not going to stand. We got to start implementing Jesus. Yes, it's okay. I'm not talking about it. It's a good thing. But we got to give him Jesus. We had to do Jesus before we do anything else. That's why when I got in my basket, I can talk about me. When I got in my basket situation, amen, I had the word when I was out there. Here we go, Miss Alberta. When I was out there smoking, drinking, hoeing, yeah, I said all that stuff. If it weren't for the word of God, I don't know where I'd been. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was out there bad. I'm going to tell y'all. And then I thought I was smart. I ain't doing it in Winfield. I'm telling you about my basket situation. I didn't do it in Winfield. But I'm going to go outside. I went from Jonesboro, really? Like, I could have went to Texas. But I did me. I thought I was doing me. Get out the club, 3 o'clock in the morning, take a bath. Guess where I was? Sunday school. No matter how high I got, I was still looking up to him. It's okay to laugh. But I'm telling you my situation. But because of the word that was planted in me, I couldn't stay away from the word. No matter what I tried, what I did, I couldn't stay away from the word. I couldn't stay away from the word. I was singing in the choir higher than Cooter Brown. But I thought I was doing God a favor and say, you know, I ain't going to lead no songs. I was in the back. Hot. It was just something about the word that was planted in me. I wanted to be in church. I felt the drawing to be in church. Now, this might not be your basket situations. Yours may be even, may be to you worse. But to me, that was the worst I can get. And I kept on and I kept on. And I thought, Lord, you gonna? I thought marriage was going to fix it. It didn't fix it. A lot of y'all thought marriage was going to fix it, and it didn't fix it. You thought baby was going to fix it, and it didn't fix it. Mm-hmm. Only what you do for Christ Amen. Is going to last.
Amen.
Do that mean you cross every T and dot every I? No, but if I didn't cross that T, I need to back up. I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't cross that T, God. I'll never do it again. And I mean what you're saying. Say what you mean. But God is a loving God. He's a caring God. And even in your dismay and in anything you're going through, your basket, people can put you out there. You ain't got to put yourself out there. People will put you out there.
Right.
But you got to be able to stand even when people put you by the river. But out of his belly should flow what?
Rivers
of living water. So I don't mind being placed by the word of God to flow and to keep me like the basket was. Amen. Amen. I just want everybody to be encouraged.
Amen.
We went so much this weekend. But I'm here to tell you God has designed you for this day and season. Amen. To be a voice for him. I know we feeling some hurt. We feeling some pain. But I'm here to tell you God has not forsaken you.
That's right.
God still loves you. Amen. And whatever situation you may be or you think you are, a lot of times we think we are worse off than what we are. You know, for example, I'm good at examples. It's a good one, Sharika. Sometimes we think we hungry. I be like, I'm so hungry. Ain't nothing in there to eat. And my dad says a loaf of bread in there.
Yeah.
I ain't really hungry. I say I'm hungry, I ain't really hungry. And you know, when you hungry, you eat sardines, Spam. Get hungry enough, Rika. Amen. If you're hungry enough, we got to be hungry for the things of God. And we got to start, if you have not started, start putting it in your children, the fear of God. Amen. The fear of God, because I was told right, but we all have choices.
That's right.
Some of them I wish I would have just did what they told me to do, but I thought I knew it all. And some of you feel you know it all. But you better consult God and acknowledge him in every decision that we make if we want to please him. If you ever want to get out your basket situation, do you want to get out your basket situation? Or do you just want to sit up in the box, amen, and feel sorry for yourself, and not knowing that you have the power to get out. You have the authority to get out.
Amen.
It says in the scripture, it says that when they went to open the thing, the baby was crying. You got to make some noise somewhere.
Amen.
And how are we going to know your location? You don't open your mouth. You got to open your mouth and say something. We quick to say, think that he's crying for help, help. But I'm going to use my imagination that he in there giving God glory.
My Lord.
I just want to hear him say, how he was in there say, hallelujah. Glory. If you just change your complaining to a praise while you're in there, Lord, you'll see God moving. Yes, I could just hear him say, hallelujah. Yes, I know my Savior lives. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. You got to start saying something. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Say so. And you ain't saying nothing, and you want God to move, and you haven't said a thing. That's why you're remaining in your basket situation, because you refuse. And sometimes we don't know what to say. Well, you need to put yourself in position to know what to say in those basket situations.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, they might not be the only basket situation you go through. But you got to know the word of God is in you. His word is nigh you.
That's right.
Amen. It's right there for you. We got to want it. We got to desire it. Amen. Coming to the altar every Sunday for the same thing, ain't getting it. It's something else going on with you. It's something else going on in the basket. I'm coming for the same thing every Sunday. I haven't asked God to show me somebody who could help me get out this situation. But I want to come and be, hold up for 30 minutes. Oh, I'm still speaking truth. That's a basket situation. You keep coming and coming and coming. I'm not mad at you. I mean, if it's on your heart, come. But I'm saying you got to learn how to latch up with somebody. You got to open your mouth so somebody can come to your rescue and say, I'm here, sister. I'm going to help you get out of this situation.
Yeah.
And watch God turn it and give you double for your trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody just thankful that God have had you in the basket?
Amen. Amen.
I didn't say glad that God had some crawfish in the basket. Amen. Some of us. I'm going to take my glasses off because I don't want to look at him. Are you glad that God has pulled you out? Who's glad God has pulled you out of a basket situation? Oh, they don't sound like you happy in the Savior pulling you out of a basket situation. Oh, come on, give God glory. This ain't about me. It's about looking to God. If you got to close your eyes, just say, Lord, I thank you. You pulled me out of the basket situation. Come on, give God glory for that. For he deserves the glory.
Yes.
He deserves the glory. And if he did it before, child of God, be encouraged. He'll do it again. And 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 he'll do it again.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. There may be someone under the sound of my voice. That you are crying out of the basket and you crying for help. Only help I know is Jesus. That's the only help we need is Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus used people, and he used them through the Holy Spirit, and he's here right now, and the atmosphere is set right now for us to pray with you, to minister to you. He said in his word that he wished, I'm going to make it plain and simple, Miss everybody. He said he want us to be prospering, be a good health as our soul prosper. So as your soul prosper, then everything else falls through it. And right here, we are concerned about your soul. This is not about joining the church, but it's about joining the body of Christ. And he's here. That's the first and foremost thing I want to stress, that God is offering safety right now. Is there someone who needs safety, that's out of the ark of safety? They want to give their life to the Lord. And the second thing, you may be in a basket situation where the enemy has told you in your mind, ain't no help. You done did the worst of worst. You done did this, you done did that. You done did this. People had talked about you because you made this decision. people done talked about you because you did this. But I'm here like our Sunday school lesson. What did he say? Do you love me? Amen. He keeps saying, but do you love me? You keep bringing up stuff that you did and it keep coming to your remembrance what you did. But he just saying, but do you love me? He just want to know, do you love him? Because if you love him, he's here to restore. Ain't that what the Sunday school lesson was about? He's here ready to restore. Hallelujah. I need you to pray. I need you to begin to pray. I need the intercessors to pray because this is really, really, I'm not saying no other message, but it is so important that we, the people of God, know that God is here to restore you today. Amen. They said he made, you made a way. Who made a way? Only God made the way. He is the only way. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. It's a more you're pulling on my spirit right now. Ministers, if you want to come, you're pulling on my spirit right now. Hallelujah. God is here for you. There's no situation God cannot bring you out of. Hallelujah. But when God confirms his word to you, you need to be taught. You need to be nurtured. See, what happened, you got to understand, even though the baby was brought out of the basket and God heard his cry, and he made the promises to his forefathers. Amen. But even though he came out, he still had to be nurtured. And what happened is we get out of the basket and don't get nurtured, and then we wind up right back in the basket. Amen. I could bring you fish. What's to say? I could bring you fish all every day. But until I teach you how to fish. Amen. So he was nurtured even out of his situation. God pulled him out. He allowed his cry to be heard. But you got to be connected to be nurtured. So this thing won't happen. And if it does happen, guess what? I'm at peace. Because once again, if he did it before, he is going to do it again. Don't give up on God. A witness that God has made ways over and over and over. Hallelujah. Have God delivered anybody out of the snare of the enemy? Hallelujah. You know what? I hear it all. Now I understand. I'm not what I used to be, but thank God I'm not stagnant. God's still drawing me. He's still growing me. And I'm here to tell you, be encouraged. You're growing. This is a process. Hallelujah. Sister Linda, come here, please. Hallelujah. and build and say that you made a way.
You made a way.
Come on and lift your hands and let's sing to the Lord.
You made a way. You
come on.
Made a way.
Hallelujah, God. You made a way. Hallelujah.
Made a way.
Come on, let's say that. Continue to say that till they get in our spirit. Before it just won't be another song. Hallelujah.
Made a way.
Let's get it in our hearts and our mind that God will make a
you
way. Hallelujah.
Made a way.
The way has already been made. You made a way.
You
made a way.
Made a way.
When our backs were against.
When our backs were against the wall.
Jesus is the way.
You are the way.
Hey, when our backs are against the wall,
you
are the way.
Are the way.
Hallelujah. You are the way.
You
hallelujah.
Are the way.
When my back was against the wall,
when my back was against the wall,
and I thought it was over. For making the way, God, you made a way. Hey, yes, you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You made a way, God.
Made a way.
Hallelujah. You made a way.
You
made a way.
Made a way.
When my back was against the wall.
When my back was against the wall.
Hallelujah.
And it looks as if it was all
you made a way. Hallelujah.
Made a way.
Anyone else would like to come up for prayer?
Only no one else? Because you made.
Say that again.
And I'm standing.
Anybody standing?
Only because.
Oh, you fooling me. Anybody standing because
and
he made
I'm
a way? Hallelujah.
Only because
it wasn't of my own might that I'm standing here. Anybody standing?
I'm standing here.
Hallelujah.
Only because you made.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a standing praise. And when I mean standing, I'm glad you got on your feet. But within yourself, you know you're standing because of God. That you're living and moving because of God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's learn to open our mouth and throw our hands back and give God a praise. Oh, yeah. Hey, God, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
give the word a hand clap of praise. Amen. And the word bearer. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're up to our offering. Amen. Continue to worship and I give it. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This is Youth Sunday, so if someone, a youth, want to pray over the offering, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The word of God says the Lord loves a cheerful giver, amen. Hallelujah. It is the way that we give. And it's the way and it's the how we give. Amen. It's not really about how much, but it's how. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what our ears have heard, Lord God. We thank you for the word of God, Lord God. And we pray that the word have fell on good ground. But God, now I thank you, Lord God, for what we're about to go into this next part, Lord God, giving. God, you said in your word that you love a cheerful giver. And that, Lord God, if we do it right, you will multiply it, Lord God. You will prosper it, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that you prosper everything that's going to come into this house, Lord God. Lord God, let it be used to build your kingdom, Lord God. And ask, touch, Lord God, each and every one, Lord God, that are giving. And the ones that are not giving, Lord God, I pray that you bless them with something to give. In the name of Jesus, I do humbly pray. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to our youth ushers.
Thank you.
praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I praise him. We're about to commune this end of our service. Let's let everybody get up on our feet, and let's welcome the lady of God that has given us our word.
Pastor Ham, you have something? You have anything to say? Amen. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. She said, do that dance. I started going old school, Chris, like. Amen. Because I am so excited. Amen. I am so excited that God did just what he wanted to do for you. Amen. Amen. I just want to speak over your life that everything you touch become prosperous. And we bind the enemy in your upcoming week that we would know how to cast him down and cast him away in Jesus' name. And what is our vision? To reach up? Have an awesome day. You, don't forget to come back at 4 o'clock.
Secret place are the hidden plans.